Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Hello, Phil Hendry Show. Hey, it's Phil Hendry here, and welcome to the show. Yeah, so that's a groovy thing. So that's groovy. So it's the Phil Hendry Show. Welcome here to the Phil Hendry Show. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. And let's listen to some music right now, okay, shall we? Here is some music.
Hey, Brea, how you doing, baby?
She just got her fluids. So Reg in Petaluma is now officially with us. We've got a winner. God damn if we don't have a winner. We will announce it for further detail when the show starts. Let's see, where was I today? I was all over the motherfucking map today. I had to go to, had a record, Officer Family Record, over at Margarita Mix. But before that, I had to get up early in the goddamn morning to go get fucking filters for the house. The goddamn heater. We've been running the heater all winter. It's been colder than a witch's boob out here. And I mean, goddamn cold. So we've been running the heater almost 24/7. And suddenly I went, when's the last time the filters on those goddamn, and that thing was changed? And I knew exactly when it was. It was like 2 years ago. So all of a sudden I went into this panic, because if you don't change the filter, you're going to burn the motor up in the blower, and now you're really fucked. You got a whole winter and there's no heating in the house except for a fireplace. So, or, you know, buy about 6 more space heaters or something. Anyway, just all kinds of shit at one time. Man, I go get Bray was out of fucking food, her special prescription food. I got up, and then the neighborhood starts, you know, going apeshit at 8 o'clock anyway. So I'm up. I'm at Home Depot getting filters for the for the heater, and then I'm buying prescription cat food, and then I went like, fuck this, you know. A lot of times if I show up early, they get me right into the booth and record me. That's what happened. I got there an hour early, and Brian came out and said, come on, Phil. So I went in and recorded my lines and split. Got back into town. Man, it took me forever to get back into town. Then I went to the market to realize I hadn't eaten all day. You ever do that? You know, when you're on a diet and you get into the groove of a diet.
How you doing, Brea?
You more often than not learn how to say no to food. You just, no, I can't eat. And so today, I just didn't eat. And I didn't really miss it, because this past weekend, we went out to dinner, you know, kind of burned a candle at both ends, because, you know, I'd hit my target of 210, but, you know, I'm on my way to 190 now. Thank you, Dr. Emery. So I'm giving myself a little bit of a respite, a pause before I embark on another 20 pounds. But I don't know what I'm going to look like with at only 190. You guys aren't going to fucking recognize my ass. Air Force and UNLV. Air Force is 10 and 13. Why do I give a shit about this game? Is this the playoff? You're giving me this. This is the NC2A March Madness? 10 and 13. Yeah. So, I'm watching motocross here and college basketball here, and they both suck. All around the world. What? What is that, man? So yeah, I'm like, get off the freeway. Go. I better stop and get some fucking food, man. So I got 7 o'clock at night, and I got 2,000 full cal. I got my whole calorie load. Well, I go, fuck it, man. You know, and now since I'm almost like a goddamn vegan now. I mean, I don't eat. I don't eat animal protein. I just don't. I don't know. I guarantee you, man, get to be my age. And if you go on any kind of a diet, you'll probably go vegan. Cause by this point in my life, it's like, I don't want to eat animals, you know? So, I stopped and I got those smart dogs, which is basically plant protein, which is basically soy. And, you know, I'm talking to, Maria, who says to me, well, soy is not all that great for women because it has something to do with the estrogen. Like it limits it or too much. I forget what it is. But she said, it's okay for men. So they have this whole section in Trader Joe's, which is like plant protein. So I went in there and I got some of that sausage, that lifestyle sausage. Now, the guys at F is for Family, one of the guys over there, Keith Ferguson, who is one of the best voice guys I've ever fucking heard. He's hysterical. But he's sitting there, we're talking one day. He goes, ever since I saw a thing in high school on how animals are slaughtered, I've been a vegan. I go, so what do you, and he knows every vegan restaurant in LA. He knows all the he knows like about five or six vegan barbecue joints. It's pretty interesting. He goes, what do you eat? He goes, Beyond Meat. And I always started laughing. That's the funniest fucking sounding thing. Beyond Meat. Yeah, I'm going to really, why don't you try Beyond Meat? Well, it's not just meat, it's beyond meat. It's not, well, then what does that mean? It's a new kind of animal? Is it? It's an extraterrestrial animal. Extraterrestrial. You notice I'm drinking water tonight? Not. I don't know, I missed my Pepsi, so I'm, you know, sue me. Oh, I should watch it though, man. This shit's, I mean, I love Pepsi, you know, but the artificial sweetener in that shit, the sodium in this shit is not good. Fucking sodium in these motherfuckers is like brutal. 35 goddamn, that's the highest content of anything in this piece of shit. Sodium, which is salt, which is not good. But hey, I don't drink this shit like I used to. I used to drink this down like it was water. Then I discovered the beauty of water. All around the squirrels, the traveling squirrel. Ha, na, 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 na. What? Percent daily values are based on a 2,000 calorie diet. Really? So that 35 milligram, that's 2% of what I should get in a 2,000 calorie diet? What? So that's 35 milligrams of sodium is only 2% of the daily of daily values. How much sodium should you get? Old-fashioned beef jerky. Beef jerky is, I will say I do eat beef jerky. Okay, I confess, beef jerky, because it's like the greatest protein blast. I was coming home from something. I was starving. Hadn't eaten anything. I had to get some. I was having a blood sugar crash, and I stopped at a gas station, and I grabbed a fucking Snickers bar, 1,200 fucking calories, big Snickers bar, but still 1,200 calories, and I still had, you know, pretty good part of the day to go, so I ate the fucking thing. That's when Maria says to me, "You need a goddamn blast of protein, motherfucker. Get yourself some fucking jerky, cause that shit." It's only 240 fucking calories, you motherfucker. In other words, you can get a 3-ounce bag of jerky and it's like 240 calories. It's like 80 calories a serving. Serving's like an ounce. And that became the biggest discovery of my life. I never used to eat that shit. When I was growing up, I knew kids that used to eat Slim Jims and shit. I don't give a fuck, you know. But now I find, you can get turkey. It's fine with me. I don't care. I just need the protein, you know. That, if your blood sugar's going into the tank, that stuff is definitely is to the rescue, man. So here we are. And as of like 3 hours ago, because that was my day today. As of like 3 or 4 hours ago, I was like dead. I just pulled in. And I pulled in all this fucking cat food and cat litter and all this shit, changing out this Breya's box, because she's She's the old lady, man. She just got her insulin. She just got her fluids. She looks like she's doing okay. Hi, baby. She hasn't had a fucking bowel movement today, which is now, this is what my life is reduced to. I'm looking to see where'd she take a shit. Because it sure as hell wasn't in the box, man. Or maybe it was. Maybe later on she will. But, she's been walking in that litter because I see cat footprints in it. It's a beautiful thing, man. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 855-700-7474. Oh, God, that dude got run over by a fucking motorcycle. Oh, man. I'm watching motocross. The cat just got... This dude just rolled right over top of him. And that doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good. I had it happen to me. You may think the bike's light. There's a guy sitting on it. Oh. He got up and he started like half crawling, half walking away. Oh, fuck. And the bike ain't light anyway, so... Let me see this thing. Oh, I gotta, how am I gonna do this tomorrow? Okay, I'll do it. Well, where is it? I just sent myself a piece of mail. All around a squirrel. Hey man, what? Where is this? I just sent myself a piece of mail, bitch. Huh? I'm still sending? Oh, it's like that, huh? What's it, too, is the file too fucking big or some shit? What a crack up. Yeah, well, that is it's a picture that Jeff Baker created of Frank Gray, who's actually, the picture of Frank Gray on Twitter is actually my father, in case you guys were wondering. Herbert Lionel Hendry. See, I don't think he would mind. Or maybe he would. But you know what, Dad? It's all for a great cause, so don't worry about it. Still sending, huh? Oh, has it sent? It did send. There it is. There it is. No, you motherfucker. No, yeah. Why is it... Get that out of here. Shit. Why do I have to look at this? What is this, man? But I don't want this... Fucking God damn it. No, fuck it, man. Yeah, baby, that's what the doctor ordered right there, motherfucker. All around the squirrels. I don't know where to go. And I don't know what to do. And every... What? What? No, get rid of that. Boy, they don't... You know, when they say full screen, they sure don't mean it, do they? No, they don't. They don't at all, you know. As far as they're concerned, full screen means nothing. Nothing! Oh, dig that, okay. Yeah, man. All right, man, I can dig that. Yeah, man. Come on now. That's what we do it, fucking.
Let's go, bitch. There it is there. All around the world. Alright, so what I'm gonna do here is
get rid of this fucking thing here. Okay, where's the exit full screen? Bullshit. No, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. No, I got that. Fuck this up, man. I can't. You fucking dumbass. I fucked this all to hell. I gotta get out of full screen. I don't know how to do it. All right. Fuck. God damn it. Come on, motherfucker. How do I get out of this fucking thing? Okay. So what I want to do here is, when I exit full screen, how do I do that? I feel like the world's biggest clown. And I'm wasting time here, man. There is no... What newly visible green... Oh, okay. Do what the... Hello. Jesus. That? You know, I love Phil Henry's show.
Yeah, you know, I love your show, Phil. You know, I would never listen to anything else. You blew me away. Your shit, fuck, your shit's on, they can't touch your shit, man. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, man? No, Mr. Henry, they'll never touch your shit. You know that as well as I do. Motherfuckers have tried, they tried for years to touch your shit. They can't put no hand on it.
King Kong lives. I'm here to tell you, goddammit. Hello, this is Kenny Slagg. I was in prison and I'm out.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg. I've hired Lang Delton to do the orchestra sounds for my new show. My show is so low budget that Lang Delton will be making the orchestra music with his mouth. That's how low-budget we've become. And in the process, that's how humble we've become. Because Kenny Slang's is your name Lang?
I'm Lang Delton, yeah.
I'm Lang Delton. Yeah, baby. I'm Lang Delton. Did it. Dun, 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 dun. I'm Kenny Slagg, and that is the music of Lang Delton, who makes orchestra sounds with his mouth.
Kenny, let's pick it up.
All right, cue Lang. Test 1, 2, 3, 4.